Brad Davidson joins us on the wireless now. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Blake Shin.
Yes, Andrew Bensley had a bit of an update on Blake yesterday. Of course, he's been sidelined since going back quite a few months now with that Randwick barrier fall mishap when he suffered that fractures to the C1 and C3 vertebra. So that was obviously back in August, so he's been on the sideline since then. But, look, he's hoping to make a return to track work after visiting the doctors on January 9th. So he's coming along nicely. I know a lot of people can't wait to have Blake back in the saddle. So hopefully he gets that little tick off to resume track work early in the new year and then builds up towards a return after that.
There's a horse that's been backed at Randwick tomorrow.
Yeah, season's heavily heavily backed. It's the best back runner on the program. This Les Bridge Train mare won the 3 from 5 overall, 2 seconds as well. So those 2 seconds should have won at least one of those comfortably. And you could make a case to say she should be 5 from 5. So I think she's around that $2.10 mark. The punter's definitely stepping in early. And, yeah, easily the best back runner on the Randwick program there tomorrow. So it should be hard to beat. The rain will be no issue for her. She's 2 from 2 on wet ground. And, yeah, we've got that little bit of rain overnight, so it'll be interesting to see if we get any more heading towards Saturday.
Yeah, and I think she was the best back runner of the entire week last time she went round, and she won accordingly for Les Bridge there. Said it was nearly as big a thrill as the Rabbitohs winning the grand final. What about Canterbury tonight?
Yeah, it's good meeting. 8 races overall. I've still got a few races to look through today, but on the soft 7 there today after a fair bit more rain at Canterbury overnight than Randwick. So we'll be doing a bit of wet form and keeping an eye on that. But if you've got nothing to do tonight, make sure you head out to Canterbury. Fantastic night. They've been getting, you know, more than 5,000-6,000 people there every night during the summer. They've got the food stalls there. Plenty happening on track. You can meet your favourite jockeys and trainers and great initiatives. And looking forward to another bumper meeting there tonight at Canterbury.
What do you like at Randwick tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, 2 for me. Look, I think Seasons and Cradle Mount, they're both short enough. They should be hard to beat. But I'm just looking for a bit of value. Best each way, race 7, number 9, Doubt Defying in the Villiers Stakes. Made a case for him, pushed him the other day on the program. Really well suited. And the sting out of the track will be ideal for this horse off a freshen after being beaten 4 lengths in McKinnon. And race 9, number 4, Cool Vinny, I thought was the best value at about $12, $13. Good last start winner. Stepping up in trip, I know he doesn't have the best record at 1,400, but he was luckless a few times in this distance race last preparation, and I think he'll run a big race at the each-way odds.
Yeah, Terry doesn't like you tipping Doubtful Defiant because he was going to get the odds, and when you back something, Brad, or tip something, it tightens.
Yeah, I'm already on.
You've already got on.
Yeah, I'm already on.
Right. Well, so, you're happy then.
Yeah, but no, nice to have confirmation that you think it's a good chance as well, Brad. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters this weekend.